How Winston Came Home for Christmas by Alex T. Smith. A minute later, Winston's friends arrived. Lady Prudence Merriweather Whiskerton III, but just Prue to her friends, was a large fluffy cat with a sparkling diamond collar, and on her back was Eduardo, the most splendid rat in town. He lived in the food hall of Fortescue's department store. Winston had met both of them on his extremely exciting adventure last Christmas. They found Winston blinking and looking, as Prue said, like chaos in mouse form. "Brrr," shivered Eduardo, once Winston opened the door and let them in. "It's cold out there. Or is it, as the French would say, tres baguette?" As Winston thought of their nightly story times and their top-secret treat tin, he felt a warm, tingling feeling that made his toes wiggle. And yet, he looked down at his chest, expecting to see a hole shaped like the missing piece of a jigsaw puzzle. It wasn't really there, of course, but it felt as if it were, and he knew he had to find the piece that made him complete. That piece was whoever it was he'd glimpsed in his memory. "I have to know what all this means," he said in a quiet but determined voice. Winston was, after all, a mouse of great determination. Prue and Eduardo nodded. This was obviously very important, and if solving this very curious mystery was what Winston needed to do, they would do everything they could to help him. Winston got ready. He knew if he didn't leave immediately, he might not leave at all. The toy store was warm and safe, and whatever lay ahead of him might not be, but he had to go. He grabbed his trusty old scarf from the hook in the doll's house hall and dashed to the typewriter on the store counter. Winston typed a note for Oliver to find in the morning.